There are hopes that one day scientists will be able to reduce their reliance on animal testing by using computer microchips instead. It might sound far-fetched for the moment, but the Wyss Institute at Harvard University is laying some groundwork. The director of the institute, Dr. Donald Ingber, is working on microchips that will exactly mimic living cells. The tiny three-dimensional models are designed to imitate complicated human functions. Dr. Ingber is visiting for a Melbourne University oration. He talked to Rachel Brown.
We call them organs on chips, and we use microchip manufacturing techniques to create tiny hollow channels. You could think of like a tunnel that have a thin membrane across it that have cells on one side. For example, in the lung, they'll have the cells that line the air sacs on the top with air. And on the opposite side of the same membrane, we have the cells that line the capillary blood vessels. We also have ways of making them breathe by having suction inside channels. It's all flexible material. And so we actually recapitulate. It's like a three-dimensional cross-section of a living organ.
What types of cells? You mentioned lung cells.
So we're working on over 15 different organs right now. We've made major headway with the lung. We're doing liver. We're doing the gut, eye, heart. And we're beginning to link them together. They have liquids flowing through them to bring oxygen and nutrients. And we can link the fluid flow, if you like, the blood vessel, from one chip to the other. So the idea is that you could have a human body on chips. So you can have a drug go into the gut on a chip, be absorbed, go to the vascular system, travel to the liver, be broken down, go to the kidney, be peed out, see if you have heart toxicity, and then determine whether it affects your bone marrow.
Sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel.
It is something out of a sci-fi novel, I think, but our job is to make it reality.
And I know your personal philosophy is that nature, in terms of how it builds, controls, and manufactures, does it better than man does, so we really need to learn from
There's
nature.
There's no question about that. And then the question is, how do you go about using that inspiration to develop to new technologies that would have a transformative and positive impact on the world? And we do it for non-medical as well as medical. We're interested in sustainability, manufacturing, architecture, as well as medicine in terms of both therapeutics and diagnostics.
And I'm aware you've already had a breakthrough in terms of fluid on the lungs through this technology.
So when we started to talk with pharmaceutical companies, they were excited about these organs on chips, but they said, well, the real problem is that animal models are terrible for disease models. And so they asked us whether we could do a disease model, and we took the lung on a chip, which had the air sac, and we basically developed a model of fluid on the lungs called pulmonary edema, where we could actually give a drug that its major side effect is fluid shifting into the airspace, and we could show at the same dose and the same time course, we get the same response. And then we actually were able to test drugs in the chip, and we identified a new drug with a pharmaceutical company partner, and they then tested it in animals, in dogs and rabbits, and confirmed it.
This could potentially revolutionize drug testing, and possibly, I know you hope, negate the need for animal testing in the future.
Well, I think the idea is that we'd be reducing animal testing by perhaps replacing one animal model at a time, and it's not just for drugs. We have cosmetics companies we're working with, we have chemical companies we're working with. There are times where it's unethical to test in humans. We are funded by the FDA to develop countermeasures to radiation toxicity, like in Fukushima.
What will it mean for the industry?
Well, the pharmaceutical industry has been incredibly supportive because animal models are more often than not incorrect in terms of what they predict will happen in humans. Mm. Drug companies want to be able to have an instrument where they could just plug and play like a DVD player with organs on chips. So when we grow intestinal cells in our gut on a chip, they spontaneously form villi, which are the finger-like protrusions that increase absorptive area. Or if we have a lung airway on a chip, they form cilia and they move mucus. They produce mucus and move it, just like in the lung.
You've worked in the field for many years, but does this even blow your mind?
It does blow my mind, actually. It's actually hard to believe the fidelity of recapitulation in terms of what these look like on these chips versus what they look like in vivo. We don't get the complete organ-level structure, but we get a little piece of that organ that has all the functions.
Donald Ingber from Harvard's Wyss Institute for Biologically Inspired Engineering, speaking to Rachel Brown.